Christine Lewington, CEO of PIP International, P-I-P, is producing pea protein. She says the plant-based protein market is expected to grow significantly over the next decade. David Sparks, Idaho Ag Today, and here's Christine.
Consumers want their products to taste good, texture good, those kind of things. And currently out there, the plant-based proteins don't taste good. We've solved it. We believe we've cracked the code. We produce a clean-tasting, high-functioning, odorless pea protein. Why peas? Peas are abundant. Right now, they're not even a cash crop for our poor farmers. Bringing in a clean-tasting, abundant crop that we can actually put into rotation on a cash crop basis and abundantly around the world, we believe that we can actually help make a dent in that protein crisis, at the same time giving consumers an enjoyable plant-based protein options, you know, so they can have more flexibility in their diet and actually enjoy it.
What kind of peas?
Yellow peas.
Is that like chickpeas?
No, they're similar to chickpeas, but they're a yellow pea. They're just a different, you can have green peas or you can have a yellow pea for an animal feed. They're higher in protein. They grow more abundantly and they are more hardy than the green pea. The yellow peas are very drought resistant. They can grow on dry land farms at quite a high bushel per acre. They have a shorter growing season. They'll actually thrive when there's water as well. They are actually low to the ground and they can withstand some of the earlier frosts that might come. And they are disease resistant as well.
Email inquiries at pip-international.com. Produced by the Ag Information Network.